Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said in the hadith, in fact, there is a sahabiya, Umayma bint Ruqayqa radiyallahu anha, says, Bayatu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi niswatin. I did the bay'ah, allegiance with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with some other woman. فَقَالَ لَنَا فِي مَسْتَطَعَتُنَّ وَأَطَقْتُنَّ. When we were doing the bay'ah, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling us that, for example, you would obey me, you will never disobey me, you will do what I would ask you to do. So at the end he added a word, فِي مَسْتَطَعَتُنَّ وَأَطَقْتُنَّ. As much as you can. So she says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, arhamu bina minna bi anfusina. He's more merciful to us than we are to ourselves. We were doing the bay'ah without any condition, and that simply makes us be liable for any minor mistake we would do. But he said, as much as you can, which simply means, gives us little room that when we do something wrong, by mistake, we will repent for it. But if that condition was not there, then the allegiance will break right away, the bay'ah will break right away. She says, we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do the bay'ah with us also, or to make the bay'ah to us, same way he makes it for men, which means shake hands with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni la usafihun nisa. I do not shake hands with women. I do not touch any woman. As Aisha radiallahu anha says in another hadith, Wallah, ma massat yadu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yada imra'atin qat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand never touched any unrelated woman in his life. Never in his life he touched the hands of any unrelated woman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said to those sahabiyat, إِنَّمَا قَوْلِي لِمِئَةِ إِمْرَأَةٍ كَقَوْلِي لِإِمْرَأَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. When I talk to 100 women, it's the same when I talk to one woman. There is no difference, which means I cannot shake hands with you. So when I talk to 100 of you, it will be the same way I will talk to you, the same way the way I talk to 1 or 100. It won't make any difference because I have to keep that distance between me and you. In spite of being the Prophet of Allah, the one that no one can think will even think about committing a sin, and will think of any evil about these women. And he says to them, I cannot shake hands with you. And whether I talk to 1 or 100, I will have to keep the same distance. So how about us? People at our level, who from far away might keep on thinking about all the women in the world. And imagine if we would get the chance to shake hands. Of course, shaitan is there, no matter how virtuous the person is. So, this is a lesson for us, that when the Sharia comes, then it's for every person. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the followers, virtuous people, sinners, no one has any excuse to say that I'm doing it because I'm above the level of following this order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one is above that. Every person has to be judged by Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these apply to every person, no matter how great, virtuous, and according to our understanding, waliyullah or friend of Allah he becomes, and muttaqi and God-fearing he becomes, that person has to follow the Sharia of Islam. In fact, the thing that makes the person virtuous is following the Sharia of Islam. And this is why many times when we see people doing things against the Sharia of Islam and clearly, openly opposing the Sharia of Islam, and yet have a feeling about themselves that they are virtuous people, shaitan have totally misled those people. And really, in fact, not only that in action they are bad, now shaitan even have ruined their understanding of iman. So this is very important that we keep the Sharia all the time and understand that Sharia is applicable to every human being in the world. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was following so strictly, and of course Sahabiyat were hoping if they can shake hands with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he's a prophet of Allah, they get the blessings. He says, I can bless you from far, but I'm not allowed to shake hands with you. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.